That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Akron, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good. Meow.
We recommend this station.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Julian Assange and press freedom on trial in London. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The role of a free press is to hold power accountable, especially those who would wage war. Press freedom itself is currently on trial in London as Julian Assange, founder and editor-in-chief of the whistleblower website WikiLeaks, fights extradition to the United States over an ever-evolving array of espionage and hacking charges. If extradited, Assange faces almost certain conviction, followed by up to 175 years in prison. His unjust imprisonment would also shackle journalists worldwide, serving as a stark example to anyone daring to publish leaked information critical of the U.S. government. U.S. prosecutors allege that Assange conspired with Chelsea Manning, a private in the U.S. Army, to illegally download hundreds of thousands of war logs from Iraq and Afghanistan, along with a huge trove of classified cables from the U.S. State Department. The first disclosure from the massive whistleblower release was a video that WikiLeaks called Collateral Murder. It was recorded aboard a U.S. Apache helicopter gunship as it patrolled the skies over Baghdad on July 12, 2007. The Apache crew recorded video and audio of their slaughter of a dozen men on the ground below, including a Reuters cameraman, Namir Nur Eldin, who was 22, and his driver, Saeed Shema, a 40-year-old father of four. After the initial high-caliber machine gun attack, a van arrived to help the wounded. The Apache crew received permission to, quote, engage the van and open fire, tearing apart the front of the vehicle, injuring two children in the van. Reuters had unsuccessfully sought the video for years. Before long, the New York Times, The Guardian, and Der Spiegel had worked together with WikiLeaks and Assange, publishing stories based on the disclosures. They detailed war crimes committed by U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, torture at CIA black sites, abuses at the U.S. notorious Guantanamo Bay prison camp, and cynical diplomatic dealings by State Department officials.
It is a clear press freedom case, and the attempts by the Department of Justice to somehow create this as a hacking case when there is absolutely no evidence of any hacking by Mr. Assange, I think demonstrates their desire to move away from the important issues on press freedom.
That's Jennifer Robinson, one of Julian Assange's attorneys, recently speaking outside the London courthouse on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The First Amendment is understood to protect the media in receiving and publishing that information in the public interest, which is exactly what WikiLeaks did.
The British authorities have kept Julian Assange in almost complete isolation in London's high-security Belmarsh prison since arresting him in April of 2019, dragging him out of the Ecuadorian embassy. Granted political asylum by Ecuador, he lived inside the dark, cramped embassy for over 7 years. When a right-wing president took power in Ecuador, he revoked Assange's asylum and allowed the arrest. Nils Melzer, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, visited Assange in Belmarsh and reported afterwards.
I spoke with him for an hour just to get a good first impression. Then we had a physical examination for an hour by our forensic expert. And then we had a two-hour psychiatric examination. And all the three of us had the same impression, and well, I had certainly an impression that the medical doctors had a diagnosis. We all came to the conclusion that he showed all the symptoms that are typical for a person that has been exposed to psychological torture over an extended period of time.
The conditions in the Belmarsh prison where Julian Assange is being held have only worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic. Assange hasn't spoken publicly in court other than once shouting nonsense in response to one of the many unsupported claims by the U.S. prosecutor. The presiding magistrate threatened to have Assange removed from the courtroom. Experts have lined up to defend Assange, including the legendary Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg. In 1971, Ellsberg released the Pentagon Papers, the secret history of the United States war in Vietnam, documenting how successive administrations had lied to the public about the war. Like Assange, Ellsberg provided the leaked documents to the New York Times. Also like Assange, Ellsberg was charged under the Espionage Act, could have spent the rest of his life behind bars. Ultimately, though, a judge threw out Ellsberg's case when it was revealed that President Nixon had ordered criminal break-ins seeking derogatory information on Ellsberg. In a prepared statement in Assange's defense that Ellsberg submitted to the London court, he reflected on the importance of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Ellsberg wrote, "I consider them to be amongst the most important truthful revelations of hidden criminal state behavior that have been made public in U.S. history." Ellsberg added, "The American public needed urgently to know what was being done routinely in their name, and there was no other way for them to learn it than by unauthorized disclosure." Ellsberg elaborated on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
If this trial is successful, if the extradition is successful, already that will have an intimidating effect on journalists around the world and be a direct attack on the First Amendment of the United States.
Many of the war crimes exposed by WikiLeaks, in cooperation with established news organizations around the world, occurred under President George W. Bush. Assange's prosecution began under President Barack Obama. Then Vice President Joe Biden called Assange a high-tech terrorist.
I would argue that it's closer to being a high-tech terrorist than the Pentagon Papers.
President Trump said during the 2000 presidential campaign,
"WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks."
Now President Trump wants to lock up Assange and throw away the key. No president of any party should be allowed to threaten the free press. Indeed, it's essential to the functioning of a democratic society. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Yeah, I like serving rice because that's all I know. Yeah, I rep the block because that's all I know, baby. 800, baby. 1400, baby. 1400, raise me. 800, raise me. For my soul and save me. I'ma pull up in that rave thing. Do the race like 10K. See, out of a little champagne that I pour. Do the dance like Grand Theft Auto. And you can get this in me. Two ahead of him, know that he mad, yeah. She said that I'm fresh like Bella. Think he a demon, selling the hell, yeah. Just got a pack, bought it through the mill, yeah. Remember the day that I hit a million. No, I ain't regular, no, I ain't civilian. Hit for the top, boy, like the ceiling. Yeah, from the top, like the ceiling. Fuck with your energy, I do not feel it. I said, fuck all these, I do not fuck with all these. And I'm stuck with myself, only gang gon' get bigger. Only gang, only real, gon' be saying gang to the finish.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. That was
Trippy Red, How I Was Raised.
How I Was Raised, featuring Lil Tecca. So, we're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our weekly Rap Radar segments, and stay tuned for more discussion, great music, and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. See you guys later.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang spoke with Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson in an online forum September 17th about his part in a universal basic income plan for Hudson. Yang's Humanity Forward nonprofit and Spark of Hudson and Hudson Up are providing 25 individuals with $500 a month. Here is a bit of what Yang had to say about the project.
And if you are listening to this or watching this and you live in Hudson, you're thinking, is this for real? Like, is this really happening where 25 people are going to get $500 a month for 5 years? And the answer is, oh, yeah, it's happening. We are going to make an enormous difference. We hope not just in the lives of those 25 individuals, but really spark the community in a positive way. And if you have not applied, you have until Sunday, and your odds of winning are pretty significant in the scheme of things. I was joking before, this is not a New York lottery situation, because the town of Hudson is not that big a town, and there are 25 winners, and there are certain conditions in order to apply. So do apply if you're eligible, because someone you know is going to be a participant in this thing, just about guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it might as well be you. I mean, who the heck wants to know the person when you be the person? Mm-hmm. So go to hudsonup.org, apply. It's going to be, this is going to be perhaps the longest universal basic income trial in the country operating right now.
Full disclosure, Johnson is a volunteer programmer at WGXC. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Community Center is now officially closed to the public. The Main Street building was listed for sale this summer for $1.5 million. Center Executive Director Margaret Tomlinson said, and I quote, "We're not running any programs out of the building at this point. It's been closed to the public since March. We were just running the food pantry out of the building," end quote. The food pantry was moved this week to St. Luke's Episcopal Church on William Street and now offers longer hours from 1:30 to 6 p.m. every Wednesday. The center this year held its 7-week summer recreation program at Elliott Park. Catskill Community Center Board of Directors President Jeff Friedman said moving the pantry was a logical choice. He said, and I quote, "We felt that was the next logical progression, especially considering that the building was for sale," end quote. The future of the center remains uncertain. Friedman said the center board is evaluating the situation, considering community needs and the services the center would be able to provide. He said the board hopes to complete the evaluation with the assistance of the New York Council of Nonprofits in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Friedman said the board is looking at various locations within the community where it could provide programming. He said it would continue some programs at various locations and provide grants to other organizations for services the center cannot provide. Friedman said another option is to build a new center in Elliott Park. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. The hazy skies that were a result of smoke from the West Coast wildfires lowered the amount of solar radiation in New York by about 25%, a level that scientists say at least briefly impacted the state's solar power production. Scientists and researchers at the SUNY Albany New York State Massanet have been monitoring the situation closely and said that most of the smoke high overhead was blurring the skies on September 15th and 16th. There was still a great deal of smoke in the atmosphere September 17th, but it was mixed with some clouds from an incoming cold front that is expected to help push the smoke out of the region. NYS Massanet measures solar radiation and other atmospheric conditions at 126 stations built with funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency following Hurricane Sandy. There is at least one station in every New York county. Jerry Brodsky, NYS Massanet program manager, said, and I quote, "Normally you get a lot of clear skies this time of year. We're seeing a reduction of about 25% in the solar radiation coming in. The fires are thousands of miles away, but just the way the jet stream carries the smoke, it's one of those events you don't expect. I'm sure it's enough of a reduction. It's something energy providers had to readjust for," end quote. Jennifer Vogt, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany, said sky conditions are expected to improve Friday. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting Gene R. Laventure, also known as Rudy Laventure, 47, of Socrates, has been arrested and charged with bank fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office, September 17th, alleged Laventure stole a total of nearly $5 million in government-backed coronavirus loans and could face up to 30 years in federal prison. He was apprehended at his home in New Jersey. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act loans are meant to assist businesses struggling to survive the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. FBI Special Agent in Charge Thomas F. Relford called the allegations against Laventure, and I quote, "appalling," end quote. Criminal complaint alleges that between June 16th and June 22nd, Laventure received about $4,906,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans and economic injury disaster loans, which were issued by two banks and a small business association to five Socrates-based companies he controlled. Prosecutors said in the loan applications, Laventure is allegedly to have falsely represented that each company had employees, substantial revenues, and payroll, and he submitted fraudulent tax documents in support of the lies. It is also alleged that Laventure has improperly used loaned funds to make property purchases and pay personal expenses as well. He is accused of using the funds to purchase a motel in Rockaway Beach, Missouri, and an 18-room Tuscan-style mansion on 5.6 acres in Byram Township, New Jersey. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Day News. Local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September something or other. I don't know, I only started doing the date because COVID started blurring days together. Are they starting to be coherent again? Anyway, it's the 18th, and everyone's saying goodbye to Sally as it heads out to sea today. Meteorological fall is here, temperatures are dropping, and trees are starting to change. Low 50 degree temperatures greet the sunrise before climbing to 65 degrees at 2 p.m. Clouds disappear as the day goes on, which will help the temperature drop overnight, down into the upper 30s, which prompts me to issue a local frost warning. Get those plants inside, especially if they are sensitive. Saturday and Sunday will be similar, lows in the 30s and highs of about 60 degrees. No rain is predicted. The next high tides will be at 3:41 a.m. and at 4:15 p.m. The next low tides will be at 10:36 a.m. and at 10:56 p.m. Water temperature will be 71 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 6:38 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see a pretty quiet stellar neighborhood. No sunspots, strong solar winds, or crazy near-Earth objects are expected today. Solar wind speed is currently 299 kilometers per second at 5.4 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. There have been 28 full days since the last sunspot. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks music program. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Popcorn.
I'm DJ Sean Money.
And we're here to bring you an excellent show today. Also, we're not the only ones on the show. Stay tuned for the next part of the show. Before we get started with this discussion, all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Now, with that being said, Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We missed you guys.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great show today. We have some of our best speakers on here today. We have up next projects on here today. Amani, Sienna, and I feel we're going to have some great segments today. Now, so Lil Tecca last night dropped Virgo World, obviously. I'm a Lil Tecca fan, so, you know, kind of biased. But I really do enjoy his music, and as well as that, he had a Lil Uzi Vert feature.
Yeah,
you know, and those of you who listen on the show know I'm a Lil Uzi Vert fan.
Yeah, he's a big Lil Uzi Vert fan. Now, sadly for me, I wasn't able to listen to it. I didn't know it dropped till today. Sadly, usually, because, like, he my song dude, so, like, usually he would, like, hit me up and be like, yo, you hear about this song that just came out?
Lil Tecca dropped it really late at night, so I was like,
"So I'm assuming like he sleeps." So
yeah, it was right, just though, like
I get to listen to it today, so I'm pretty excited.
You know, it was just like Virgo World dropped last night, and it was a pretty good album.
Now, did you already listen to this or?
Yeah, I listened to a majority of Virgo World. I know I finished it. I did listen to all the songs, just like. I took a minute just, like, by myself and just, like, really listen to it with headphones on. So it wasn't, like, nothing else in the background was going to, like, make a distraction for me. So I can really, like, get into a deep analysis of the lyrics. And I liked a few tracks on there. The song with Lil Durk and Polo G was really good. And the song, obviously, Dolly with Lil Uzi Vert, which we are about to play and let you guys get a taste of that. Let us know how you guys feel about that song at our email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. So, without further ado, let's get straight to it.
Yeah.
Stepped in the party, yeah, that for my lead. Cause it, every step going crazy. I like her lady, yeah. Yeah, she know that I can order us, yeah. She know that I'll make it right back. I feel like it's fun and I just got a tap. I did it again, man, I just got a pack, yeah. Shawty look in her eyes, I see off her mom. 10 bands for the fit, nah, they tryna rob. That shawty, she spent, she calling me poppy. Walked in the scene to get probably. And I probably 21, 10 attack it, you can't stop me. Bitch, I'm designer, call me Tech Romani. I just seen her fast lay low. I got the bullets, halo. She wanna come, she wanna say no. If you wanna feature, come and pay it all. I want the money to pay roll. Don't say you real if you fake, though. She said that I'm hella the flame. Don't try to f*** me if you ain't staying on. Cause they ain't real, yeah. This ain't real, yeah. I got so much fake love, I can't fail. They sponsored by Carnegie. Cause they rockin' all steel. They can't even bother me. Because you ain't paying my bills. Yeah. She gon' I got money that now she on me. Set my money tall, yeah, it's tall as me. Anti-social, so please don't talk to me. Yeah, she know that I can order us. Yeah, she know that I'll make it right back. I feel like it's fun and I just got a tap. I did it again, man, I just got a pack. Yeah, shawty look in her eyes, I see off her mom. 10 bands for the fit, nah, they tryna rob. That shawty, she spending, she calling me poppy. Walked in the scene to get probably. And I just... probably Tony Montana, Tech, you can't stop me. Bitch, I'm designer, call me Tech Romani. I just seen her fast lay low. I got the bullets, halo. She wanna come, she wanna say no. If you wanna feature, come and pay.
Let's go, I sweat my wrist. I don't know nobody but my. I still take her my side chick. She did, I'll take your time with it. Big diamond stone on my fist. I stay with 30 in my clip. Looking for me, but won't find. Money on me while I buy. My girl liking girls on their bike. She said that my weakness was kindness. Got tats on my body, my eyelids. $100,000 my fit. I'm high as but don't do lines. 101 Virgil designed this. My archive, like a sign. Get good, I might sign this.
Yeah, she know that I can order us. Yeah, she know that I'll make it right back. I feel like it's fun and I just got a tap. I did it again, man, I just got a pack. Yeah. Shawty look in her eyes, I see off her mom. 10 bands for the fit, nah, they tryna rob. That shawty, she spent, she calling me poppy. Walked in the scene to get probably. And I just probably Tony Montana, Tech, you can't stop me. Bitch, I'm designer, call me Tech Romani. I just seen her fast lay low. I got the bullets, halo. She wanna come, she
you insane. No, if you want a feature, come and pay it all.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Dolly by Lil Tecca featuring Lil Uzi Vert. DJ Sha Money, your thoughts?
It was clean.
Yeah.
Like I was bombing to a little boom. Like, it was heat. Like,
yeah.
I can't lie. That was the first time I generally heard it. Like, I can't even lie. He heard it before.
Yeah. You know.
Sadly. He was up when it dropped. I was probably up, but I wasn't on my YouTube, so I didn't look at it. But truthfully, that was heat.
That was a good song. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. All know I'm kind of biased to Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Tecca.
Yeah.
But you know, with those two, the way they delivered that song, a lot of people say that the OG version was better. Yes, it is okay, but they still delivered. The only thing that I would have changed was I would have gave Lil Uzi Vert a longer part than he had.
Yeah, his part could have been way longer.
His part could have been way longer than it was. But for what it was, he delivered. He delivered. There really wasn't anything wrong with it besides the length of Uzi's verse, and I just feel like they delivered here.
I will say this. Tecca kept throwing me off a little bit because I kept thinking there was three people. Because, the way Tecca was changing his voice,
yeah,
it was throwing me off. I'm like, yo, who else is this?
The bars were there.
The way the auto-tune is, I'm like, bro, he changing his voice. Like, bro, who else is in there? Like,
yeah.
I only seen that there was Lil Uzi Vert.
The reason I appreciate artists like that is because of the versatility, you know? Just, I always expect something new.
It's
out of artists like that. Like, when I go and want to listen to a Lil Uzi Vert song, I'm not going to expect the same song over and over and over again. I'm going to expect something different. Like, you never know what you're going to get. You could get a sad song with love. You can get a hard-hitting 808s type of beat. Like, you know, you never know what you're going to get. So that's something that I really appreciate about an artist.
Man, that's just us. Like, we going to keep it a buck with you. It was heat for us. For us.
And good beats matter. Good beats matter.
Good beats matter to the people that are listening to it and that is listening to the show. I don't know. Hopefully, Liz, I'm hoping that you vibing with us. Getting
you know,
a little shoulder roll.
Hoping that you guys
me?
Are enjoying yourself right now. Definitely, definitely do.
Like, truthfully, we chilling, we vibing. Like, y'all basically our family. Like, y'all truthfully our family. Like, we come here, we sit down. Gather as a community and chill, listen to beats.
Mm-hmm. Just talk to you guys all the time, you know? And just I always think about when my next opportunity to get on the radio show is, because when I get word that there are new listeners listening to the radio show, it's always an exciting thought, because it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking at the same
time.
Yeah,
right?
Because, you know, people can have a different opinion on what you listen to and on how you talk, or, you know, how you carry yourself, not only on the radio show, but in real life, obviously.
But, I don't want to speak for people, but I mean, me personally, when I sit down, I'm like, okay, this is a true blessing for me, but, I hope, nobody be like, yo, I really don't like this dude's voice, dude's voice mad high-pitched, da-da-da-da-da, but I'm
But I'm also open for perspective, because
constructive
criticism is good.
That's the greatest thing you could ever hear, get from, another human being.
Word.
I don't know, your dog, your cat, any type of animal you got, I don't know, maybe your pet spider, your pet snake, pet
rat,
worm.
Rat.
Get your family member.
Yeah.
Sit down. Get a Nutri-Green bar, popcorn,
Sprite. Come
Sprite.
Sit down, listen, turn on your radio, turn it up though, so you can hear us. Because sometimes we have sound difficulties.
For all we know, you could be on your phone, radio, anywhere.
Or
you
in
want.
The car, on the way, on a road trip. We never know where you are listening to us, but We appreciate that you do listen and give the youth opportunities to spread their voice and messages on the radio show. And, you know, we really do appreciate you guys for helping us grow as individuals, because when this show was, like, first granted to us, and we just seen it as, like, an opportunity to, like, get heard on the radio, not just for some exposure, but just to, like, get our messages across the world and just, like, you know, just get our voices heard. And, you know, that's a good thing, because the voices that we have on this radio show are very good, you know, because we all have messages that we want to spread and get out there, but sometimes aren't able to bring awareness to the situation with their type of following, maybe on social media when they try to spread awareness and nobody listens to them. The radio show was a very good platform for them to spread their messages. So whenever you can, just, you know, take your time and just listen to the radio show. And
we go for this little, like, 4 minutes, let you listen to this song called Superhero. Hope y'all enjoy it. It's a real banger. Have fun.
DJ Popcorn.
DJ Sean Money.
Peace.
And we out.
Don't die on me. Said, young black king, don't die on me. You my brother, you my keeper, I need you to keep an eye on me. And no more fighting on the streets, walking around with all this pride on me. Tough for us to really know that you can still rely on me. Please, just stay alive for me. And my young black queens, don't quit now. Yeah, you're the only ones that got us, I could never let my sister down. You've been too strong for too long, yet still you never sit down. Wow, that's the power of your love, and then it's worthy of a king's crown. And still you never let your kings down. Even though more time we don't deserve it. The picture isn't pretty, but it's perfect. Tedious question, so then I curve it. Serena or Venus, the way I serve it. I'm Mallory Blackman, the way I sell books. I jump on the stage and then the world looks. All that banging on my door had my girl shook. Like, sorry officer, I only sell hooks. Leave me alone. Every little L I took, I held it close to home. Live and you learn, they'll always hate me for my tone. For the shade of my skin and not the courage in my bones. Now I'm misunderstood and I'm feeling like Nina Simone. The way I told the world, would have thought that I was Sims. See her on stage, I know that women can be kings. I know that they're overlooking what you bring. I know it's all good, but it's just the little things. Black queen, you're immaculate. Coming out the world, they ain't ready for your magic yet. And that was never your fault, man, I guess they couldn't hack it yet. World domination, and you ain't even taken off your jacket yet. So effortlessly fabulous. And my young black kings, I hope it pays off. Go and show them what you're made of. Trying to scare us with some things that we are no longer afraid of. Man of superheroes, let me see you take off. I pray you never take your cape off. Even though more time we don't fly straight. But trust me, bro, I promise we gon' die great. Our burdens are heavy, but we ain't lightweights. Our parents were legends, they had to migrate. So that's the reason not to sit around and chat. I'm from the place where Michael Dapper made a smash hit. Where you can be a rapper if you rap sick. They're screaming, what a flipping time to be a black Brit. We so alive. Whole world want our demise, but no, we ride. Try to push us all to the side, we know our rights. Now we get the whole of the pie, then go inside. When you see that monkey flag in the sky, just know it's sad. The way I took the charts, would have thought that I was Dave. I am young, black, beautiful, and brave. Know that it's they're overlooking what we gave. I don't feel good, so we pray for better days. Pray they're better than before. Young black king, you are everything and more. I know one song's not enough to settle scores. But from the bottom of my heart, man, I hope you're getting yours. Man, I hope you're getting yours. Young black queen, get your shine on. All I see is innovators and a bag of icons. You can go and ask the whole world where they got their style from. That's you, that's us, God's time, and he never gets the time wrong. I guess we're just some ticking time bombs, we soon blow.
I can make my world come true, all my dreams will see me through. And if that will get me down, my dreams will turn things all around. With a smile upon my face, I can see a better place. Doesn't matter what may come my way. Believe me now, I'll win someday.
from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copaig Town officials are looking to tax a proposed 500-acre solar facility in Caryville if the project is completed. Under the law, facilities like Hegate Energy's Shepherd's Run project are tax-exempt until the taxing jurisdiction opts out. At its September 10th meeting held remotely via Zoom, the Copaig Town Board unanimously approved a resolution making the tax exemption available under real property law, and I quote, not applicable within the boundaries of the town of Copaig with respect to any solar or wind industry system constructed subsequent to the date of the resolution, end quote. The resolution was made effective immediately. Hegate Energy, a Chicago-based energy company, has proposed the construction of a 60-megawatt solar facility, calling for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on 500 acres within a 900-acre project area located near the County Route 7 State 23 intersection. Most of the land proposed for development is currently being used for farming. Hegate is seeking approval for the facility from the State Board of Electric Generation Sitting and the Environment instead of the Town Planning and Zoning Boards. Prior to the regular meeting, a public hearing was held on revisions to portions of the town code that concerns solar energy facilities. Action on the proposed measure was tabled until the October 8th town board meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. K-12 schools will continue to supply two free meals a day to students through December 31st, regardless of income level or residency, or until funds run out, according to a policy reversal from the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced in early September. The federal agency was responding to pressure from Congress and anti-hunger advocates arguing for breakfast and lunch to be offered free of charge through the end of the school year. Since March, schools have been offering free meals to any child or teenager when buildings were closed down to slow the spread of COVID-19. The Department of Agriculture first said schools should return to the normal restrictions in the fall by only providing subsidized meals to students who lived in the district and met an income threshold. Read the full story in the Times Union. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials in Columbia County are discussing an agreement with towns countywide to host sites for Narcan training. Following a spike in overdoses, the County Department of Health, working with Twin County Recovery Services and Greener Pathways, currently sets up a mobile Narcan station in the area where the overdoses occurred to dispense Narcan kits and to teach people how to properly use them. Under an agreement between the Department of Health and the municipalities, these Narcan stations are now set up at firehouses and town halls. Columbia County Health Department Director Jack Mabb said the program has been successful. Participants are trained and walk away with a Narcan kit, knowing what an overdose looks like and how to handle it. Greener Pathways has between 4 and 6 mobile training events a month. Some are planned events and some set up in response to a spike in overdoses. Columbia County has had 3 spike alerts since August 1st, according to Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn. Columbia County saw a 46.1% increase in deaths attributable to an opioid pain reliever from 2016 to 2017, according to the State Health Department's 2019 County Opioid Quarterly Report. The county ranked 12th in New York State for opioid emergency department visits, with 51 in 2017. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Yo, this is Imani, and
this is Destiny.
And we have Arlen here, too. I'm hosting some segments on our upcoming elections. I'm going to be talking about why most young people are disconnected from voting.
Imani, why do you feel that young people don't want to vote?
Well, I feel like our votes don't matter. Like, they're not actually listening to us, and they don't pay attention to what we actually think. But we're going to play a song by Yellow Pain called My Vote Don't Count.
More than 270, more than enough to become the 44th president of the United States. He will be the first African-American president of the United States.
I've been broke all my life, but I kept hope all them nights. You see business in my city? Yeah, they closed all them twice. I was just riding down Salem, all them damn potholes I can't drive. I know y'all can fix it faster, but I know y'all won't try. Don't nobody care about us, and that's wrong vote. Voted for Obama back in 2012. I remember that's when I had hope. He was saying, yes, we can. And everybody got less food stamps. And when I turned 21, I was still broke. I'd never vote again. I don't think I ever had a president make my life better. Did it all on my own. Ain't no politician ever do a nice gesture. I don't even know the mayor's name. I ain't never seen her one time ever. Tell me how she gonna help the city. What I'm supposed to do, write letters? What I'm supposed to do, blame Trump? He ain't never really gave a. Ain't nobody raised minimum wage. None of these jobs pay enough. I think they just wanna keep us broke, cause they ain't putting none in place for us. This how all my people feel, but we gotta learn. We complained enough, let me change it up. Everything I just said, everybody I know think the same way. See, they don't wanna see us vote, and we never do, so we see the same thing. But all our votes really do count, and they'll never really let it show. So now I'm finna break it down, cause if I don't, you will probably never know. First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government. We forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws. They just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know it all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay, y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it, though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws. They the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court costs. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in. Cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back, grocery store food better, custody of your kids back, homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gon' try to keep it low, but it's gon' hurt them when they see the pros.
Every time you stay home, someone is making a decision about you, making decisions about the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food your kids eat, and how much money you bring home every 2 weeks. So every time you sit out an election, every time you don't show up because you think it doesn't matter, someone else is happy that you didn't show up so they can make that decision for you. Vote.
So Imani, what is your general thought about this song?
I think it was a good song. It has some very good points. Like when he said, what am I supposed to do? Like, we think about that all the time. How can we impact the system? Like, where do we fit in?
I like when he asked about minimum wage. How much would you like to get paid?
I'm not going to get into that because I feel like if it was my way, I'd be getting as much money as possible. honestly. Like, yeah, I'd be getting money.
So money meaning like $15 an hour or $20 an hour?
Closer to 20.
Okay. Why do you want healthier food in the school?
So that kids don't come out, like, so that we don't start having obese kids and kids with diabetes. Like, if we have kids with diabetes or that are obese, then they'll grow up and then their kids will be obese and have diabetes. So then we'll just start evolving like that and it'll just be a normal thing, but it's not normal.
So we could start doing healthier food in school. So, such as, what kind of food would you like to see in the school?
So they already have salads and stuff, but like they don't have like a lot of vegetables. I don't know.
Like, what kind of vegetables? Such as broccoli, yes, Brussels sprouts.
Yes, like actually good, healthy vegetables, not just all steamed like raw vegetables.
So you would like to see more raw vegetables? What about carrots?
I don't like carrots.
Tomatoes? What are other fundings and teaching you care about?
So, I play sports. I play a lot of sports. And I feel like if they were to take away the grants, I wouldn't have enough money for the equipment. So, what about our safety? We're just not going to have helmets for softball or baseball. And even prom, like the dances, plays, and groups, and graduations. What are we going to do for those?
Yeah, I really like that song, actually, a lot. It's definitely real.
I thought the beat was great as well. He was making some really good points. I really feel that this is going to be beneficial for the young youth to encourage them, those who are able to vote, to vote.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like these songs definitely make a big difference on kids these days and people our age. Like, if they see people that are in their 20s, like 16 through like 25, if they see people like that making songs about voting, like about why we should vote, how we should vote in this situation, that they will be more informed and they would be better on learning. Like, they would be able to learn better.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, each one teach one. We have to start early and have all kids get out there and do the right thing by voting and educating everyone.
Yes, so as they were saying, it's important to vote. If you are of age, please go and vote today. We do have a quick video to play, and then we will have Up Next Projects on. See you guys when we get back.
I remember the first time I voted. I was 18. Me and my mom, we walked down to the polling place, and I mean, on our way there, she's literally telling everybody that we're walking past that it's her baby's first time to vote. She's taking pictures before we voted, while we're voting, which I'm pretty sure is illegal, and even after we're voting. And I'll just never forget that. And I've voted in every election since. In 2019, for the first time ever, millennials, which includes yours truly, will surpass the baby boomers as the largest voting bloc in the U.S. And with that comes a lot of power, especially since there's so much at stake in the 2020 election. The thing is, people under 30 tend not to vote nearly as much as people over 30, or like over 45 if we're really being honest. But if we don't vote, it means election results may not actually reflect what the largest generation of people actually want. Yikes. So, why don't younger generations vote as much as older people do? First of all, this isn't just another let's blame it all on millennials thing. Younger generations have always voted at lower rates, even before 1971 when the voting age was lowered from 21 to 18. And today, just under half of 20-somethings vote in general elections. But this was about the same amount of that age group that voted in 1980. So yeah, when baby boomers were in their 20s, they also didn't vote. And this isn't just an American problem. Most democratic nations around the world have a hard time getting young people to vote too. Take the United Kingdom, for example. Around only 40% of people ages 18 to 24 tend to vote in their general elections. Older generations love to say it's because young people are lazy, but that argument doesn't really hold up if you look at the fact that younger people today volunteer much more than older people and also tend to be more highly educated. So let's take a look at some theories because the lazy one just isn't playing anymore. For one thing, people under 30 are much less likely to own property or have children, so there's less incentive to vote on issues like school boards or property taxes, issues that bring a lot of people to the polls. Another theory has to do with a major change in the American public school curriculum that took place after the politically charged years of the Vietnam War. Before the late 60s, most schools offered civics courses, where students will learn the ins and outs of how our government works. While most states still offer some type of civics course, I took a class called government in my senior year, it's typically just a single semester, and only a small handful of states mandate that you pass a civics test to graduate high school. The movement away from civics courses has left a major gap in education. A 2016 survey found that only 26% of Americans can name all three branches of government. Social studies classes provide important background on historical events, but not much about how we as citizens can participate and exercise our political power by voting, volunteering, and advocating for causes we believe in. And while we're at it, can we get a class on how to do taxes or like what a 401k is? Because those things are confusing too. On top of that, it may also be that young people face voter suppression. We typically think of this as a race or class problem, but guess what? Today's younger generations are some of the most racially diverse our country has ever seen. And for obvious reasons, young people tend to have a lot less money than older people, which can make it a lot harder to vote, especially if you have to work multiple jobs and can't get the day off to actually go to the polls, or don't have the time to research about which candidates and policies you want to support, or if you simply don't have a car to get to your polls.
Yeah, it's your girl Up Next Projects, and welcome to Freestyle Friday. This is my segment. If y'all remember, I used to do Rap Radar. Now I have branched off onto my own Freestyle Fridays. Freestyle Fridays is something I'm going to host every Friday at the Rap Radar. Not only do you get the opportunity to express yourself, you can now do it in different forms, such as free-form freestyles, rap battles, and even poetry. Make your voice be heard by tapping in on Up Next Project's Freestyle Fridays. I'm off this. Talk to y'all next Friday.
Also, a quick reminder. Well, I have to do the closeout now. So, you see your time, you see your watch, you see the clock, you see your phone, probably, if you don't have one. So, we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for the radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We're going to finish with some shout-outs. Big thank you to Way Farmer WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Juice Branch in Catskill and Hudson. Shout out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Shout out to everyone who was on the show today. You guys all did very great. Shout out to Amani. This is one of her first segments. So shout out to Arlen too. Also her first time. Shout out to Nina. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have done this radio show. So I want to let you guys know. Oh, also, before I get off, shout out to DJ Shaw Money, our sound engineer of the first half. I was talking. It's me, DJ Popcorn, transitioning, just letting you know. So, I hope you guys all have enjoyed your time on this show. And, like always, we out. Peace.
Yeah. Don't just take your clothes off, take the problems off, take the armor off, take all the drama off, let go your responsibilities you've been holding down, know it's a lot on your mind, but I need your focus now, I need that, yeah, I give you that, yeah.
In that conversation, can you speak my body language?
Bring that body to me, baby, come closer. Close up, bring it to me. Oh yeah.
top, bring it to me. So